Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a great modern voice on jazz guitar, that was the dynamic cat Jonathan Kreisberg with the tune Known You Before off a live recording capturing spirits off his latest 2019 CD. It's his first live disc. So for a while, he has been steadily building his name as one of the most compelling composers and performers in jazz with a style and approach that has created a strong following of fans around the world. So we caught up with him recently here at the show, and he opened up about his first live CD. Have a listen.
We had one day that we just kind of were running, and the drummer lost his wallet in the cab, and it was, you know, we went straight to the stage, a quick sound check, and we hit. After, I just said, wow, you know what? That was actually a really good gig, you know, because sometimes when you're in those moments, you know, you aren't afforded the time to really think too much. You just have to be in the moment, you know. Of course, not thinking about recording or anything like that, just enjoying the music. And I said at the end, I said, well, you know, we would have recorded that. And the cat from the club looked at me and he was like, oh, you don't remember? We did.
He frequently tours worldwide and records with his own groups and with the likes of the great Dr. Lonnie Smith. He was born in New York City and has fond memories of a childhood steeped in music. He started playing guitar at the age of 10 after moving to Miami with his family. From there, he won a scholarship to the University of Miami, and this is going to come back later, the Miami theme, and would eventually come back home to New York City. And since then, he has gigged with the likes of Lee Konitz, Joe Locke, Don Friedman, Donald Edwards, and so many others. With 11-plus CDs to his name, he's going to keep the jazz wheel moving well on down the road. And just as importantly, he's been a respected educator for over 25 years. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from one cool little town in the middle of the world, with guitar cats like Will Matthews and Matt Hopper doing some great work right here in Kansas City, Missouri, strumming you some of the best jazz music the world has ever heard. So we simply had to add this next to our show. Due to the sudden and unexpected death of former LA Lakers star and all-around great cat, Kobe Bryant, who lost his life with his 13-year-old daughter and seven others in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California, on Sunday, January 26th, 2020, the world's come together on this. His influence reverberated throughout the entire world of art and entertainment. And he, as I have found out over the time here that this has happened, was an avid jazz fan and an Oscar winner for his 2017 film short, Dear Basketball. And here is a piano-rich tune from John Williams as we take a moment to remember a superlative human, a hero for us everyday folk down here. Cheers, Kobe, to a cat whose dreams did actually come true.
Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
Keep on!
That was multi-reed instrumentalist, composer, educator, and a cool cat, Will Boyd, with the tune Marching to the Freedom off the 2019 CD Freedom Soul Jazz. This cat comes from the soul sax tradition of cats like Eddie Harris, David Fathead Newman, and Houston Person. Originally from Orangeburg, South Carolina, by way of Queens, New York. These days, he's in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's quite a path, isn't it?
Really? You talk about taking the long way around.
Oh, man, he just did all kinds of loop-de-loops around the country.
Really? We're walking.
And we're still walking. So he is a member of the great Knoxville Jazz Orchestra. So Will was playing with professional local R&B groups before he was 18 years old. So there was simply no other choice for him other than music. From jazz saxophonist Clifford Jordan, this is the 1974 tune Glass Bead Games, full of jazz gusto, kids, so dig it.
Thank you. I'm Yvonne Coinet. I'm a French harmonica player based in New York City, and you are listening to Neon Jazz. We'll be right back.
From a bright cat on the jazz harmonica, that was Yovanec Prene with the tune New Yorker off his 2019 CD, New York Moments. Ever since moving, now how many CDs and how many songs from Jazz Cats are there about New York?
New York, New York.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my goodness.
There's too many to list.
Too many of them. And if one of them shaped like an apple, you know who they're talking
That's
about.
That's it. It's New York. Ever since moving to New York City from his hometown of Paris, France, he has become a rising star in the harmonica world while recording with the best and touring around the United States, Europe, and Africa. We caught up with him here at the show recently to find out how all of this began, and he told us.
So one day, I found a little plastic toy harmonica on the shelf. So I started playing it. I started to bring it to the school. At some point, I made the connection between the music I was listening to on the CDs and the harmonica.
Speaking of harmonica prowess, this cat is one that I know you like, and you can tell us what theme song he did. This is the great Belgian jazz musician Toots Thielemans.
Yep. He's famous for having done the theme from Midnight Cowboy.
Absolutely.
Right. And also, the man had a whistle.
Yeah.
He could whistle. And the old Spice commercials where they show the guy, you know, with a bag slung over his shoulder and wearing the seaman's cap and all that. You know, a girl in every harbor and he's whistling. Do. That's Toots.
Yeah. he's a very talented guy.
Yeah, he was.
This is the song Images as the whistling wears on.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kent Roush, musical director of Vine Street Rumble here in Kansas City, and you're listening to Jazz with Joe Domino.
Under the wise direction of Kent Roush, that was the Kansas City Vine Street Rumble, our very own, with their take on swingmatism circa 2007. This band always honors the legacy of the golden era of KC, performing the music that made KC the place to be in the 30s and 40s, taking the audience back to the famous jam sessions that literally changed the jazz world. And we caught up with Ken here at the show to ask him about some things. And he talked about it.
The kind of jazz that really made my heart beat was the four-beat early swing. Ding, 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 that sort of thing. I always loved it. And after I retired from teaching, I decided I took a year, actually, to write arrangements for this band. You can't just go purchase most of the music that we play. Arrangements have to be created. That's what I did for a year. That kind of music, I just loved it for a long time right off the bat.
Here's the composer, arranger, conductor, producer, educator, and high-end bassist John Clayton with Pebbles in the Pocket off his newest 2019 CD, Can You Imagine, as we imagine the show going right on forward as it has.
Thank you. How you doing? You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. My name is Andy Bianco. I'm a jazz artist, composer, and guitarist based out of New York City. Talking about my music, make sure you tune in to a great show. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
That was the talented New York City-based jazz artist, composer, educator, and advocate, Andy Bianco, with the song Tisk off his 2019 CD, New York City Stories. See, I knew there was a thing
Tisk.
There.
Tisk. Yeah, how about that? I've always wanted to have a group by that name.
Yeah.
You know, Tisk, right after, you know, opening for Nickelback or Silent
right.
Fool, you know.
somewhere
like that, Tisk.
Exactly. And he took it here. We caught up with him about his life and music and his family history, and he opened up about it.
And then he also was the first member of his family. He was, came from a big Italian-American family. He was the first person in his family that got a master's degree, and he wanted to become an English teacher, and he sort of wanted to prove that you could be, you know, Italian and not someone that delivers ice or works in construction or is in the mafia or anything like that. So that was very important. And music was just something all that he did. And he did it professionally. And he was a professional musician for quite some time.
So he's played with so many cats. He's been on Good Morning America. And a handful of his album releases as a leader have received domestic and international critical acclaim. And he has created the Philip Bianco Memorial Music Scholarship, which annually awards a substantial monetary sum to young music students in Pittsburgh. This is a great cat. It was great to catch up with him. So our final, last but certainly not least song, this is the 1960s drenched Kansas City Chiefs Zing March, recorded by the Kansas City Chiefs Band. And it's in honor of the Chiefs making it to Super Bowl 54, or as the kids call it, LIV, ending a 50-year drought that this town's gone through, and the town that we love. And it's a euphoria that's only 5 days away from the big game. We're all pulling from Mahomes and team magic. What do you have to say, Mr. Christopher?
Oh, much the same. I was around in the Kansas City area for the last time this happened.
Oh, wow.
Yep, with the haze floating over the... because I was living in Independence at the time.
Yeah.
You know, though we didn't make it to the park.
Yeah.
To see the game, we watched it at home, and oh my gosh, you could hear the occasional, you know, coming from the stadium.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Quite a bit. It was like a tide.
That's the thing that's so great about them getting to this is all of the original stories from the Len Dawson era and that original game, that it just wasn't as blown up as it is now.
Yeah.
You know, but it is beautiful to see, like we've talked about with the Royals, all of the red, all of the hoopla, all of the flags, all of the people. It's like one of the unifiers. When your team goes to a big event like this, especially with the Chiefs, all the suffering we've gone through, there's something magical about this.
Yeah, it's been a long and winding road, folks. The only other time we experienced that glow on the horizon, you know, from Independence and that tide coming for us was when Linda Ronstadt and the Eagles were, you know, performing there live.
That's right. But now we have the Chiefs. And man, boys, bring home the Lombardi. We're here cheering you on.
You betcha.
And that's just the way it is. And with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that loves those Kansas City Chiefs, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Booyah.
That's right. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the Super Bowl, my friends.
Ding-a-ling, ring-a-ding-a-ling, leather pop and play has Kansas City, KC's team. Scalp 'em, Chiefs. Sing! Kansas City Chiefs. KC's team, scalp 'em, Chiefs. Sing!
Neon Jazz.